think that's right.
Amen. God bless y'all tonight. Song says, bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name of the Lord. Amen. And truly, there's no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. But it's at the name of Jesus. And it's at that name that every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. Amen. We're so excited about tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in to here at Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries, our Thursday night, amen, celebration service. Amen. We're here, we believe ministry starts at home. Amen. Every Thursday night, we like to encourage you, amen, to be great in your own home first. We like to encourage every, amen, those that are fivefold, amen, your folded clothes or whatever other fold. Amen. If you are a believer in Christ, we like to encourage you to start at home with your ministry. Amen. The Bible declares that charity starts at home and then spreads abroad. Amen. So we're so grateful to God, amen, for tonight. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we're already rejoicing, and we are glad in it. The old song says it's another day journey, and I'm glad about it. Amen. Amen. On behalf of me and my precious wife, amen, in her absence, we just thank you so much for being a part. Those that are watching through Facebook Live, amen, we're trying to find our monitor so I'll be able to see who's on, but we ain't going to delay it, amen. If you own, you're on, amen. If you're not, you're not, amen. But let's go ahead on and like and share or whatever that stuff is that you do, amen. Just let someone know that this Omar Zachary and family is on, amen. And we have another great and challenging word, we believe, for you on tonight, amen. Every now and then it's important for us to be challenged. Amen. According to the scriptures, it's important for our walk for us to be challenged. We don't ever want to get complacent and don't ever want to feel like we have arrived. But there are higher heights and deeper depths in God. Amen. So we just thank you so much. Amen. A few of my children are here. Amen. Zach over on the keyboard. Pamela singing. Amen. Ice Pick is upstairs asleep. Amen. He's the sleeping preacher tonight. He may be down a little later. Amen. But we're so excited for another opportunity. Okay. They found the monitor. Amen. Just another opportunity. We want to turn to Matthew, the fifth chapter. Amen. St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. We would like to call your attention to verse number 16. Matthew, the gospel according to St. Matthew, that tax collector. Amen. Matthew, the fifth chapter. Looking at verse number 16, amen. We thank those of you that are tuning in through Chaos Blog Talk Radio on tonight. We thank God and the person, amen, for the person, Elder Derek Oliver and his precious wife, amen, Lady Keisha Oliver, amen. We're thankful for them to be a part of this ministry and open up doors for us to even be on the radio and Blog Talk Radio. Amen. I was tuning in. It's been a minute since I've tuned in to our Tuesday night service. Amen. And got a chance on this past Tuesday night to listen to our own Elder Richard Taylor. Amen. Talking about obedience. Amen. And to obey is better than sacrifice. Amen. That's right. Amen. Such a good expository teacher. Amen. Concerning that on Tuesday night, challenging us. Amen. To obey even under pressure. Amen. I'm not going to preach about that tonight. I just wanted to drop that in. He mentioned, he was talking about Moses and the children of Israel. They wanted water. Amen. Moses kind of got upset because the children of Israel seemingly were never satisfied. Amen. And just like some of us, amen, just like some of us, God does one thing and we're so quick to forget what he's done. Amen. A lot of us, we treat God in the form of what have you done for me lately, instead of treating God that what you've already done. And if you don't do nothing else, you've already done enough. Amen. Amen. So we got to make sure, amen, we're not treating God as what have you done for me lately.
but we need to treat him as if you don't do nothing else. Lord help me, I feel like running now. You've already done enough. Amen. We preached on last Sunday talking about the giants. Amen. And another one bites the dust. Amen. In other words, whatever God has done in your life in the past, he's worthy to be praised for it now. Now, that doesn't mean he don't have new things for you. That doesn't mean you're not going to kill the next giant, amen, through God. But what that means is we got to praise God on retrospect. As the old folks say, I look back over my life, amen, and every time I look back, I see where he's brought me from. And there's another song that says, look where he's brought me from, amen. I believe Bishop Frankie Roberts, amen, used to sing that song at our old church, at our home church, should I say, in Linwood Park. Look where he brought me from. I think Bishop Roberts used to say that, but amen. And the verse says, he's brought me from a mighty long way. Amen. Through danger seen and unseen. Amen. Matthew the 5th chapter. Amen. I'm not going to worry your patience. Just have a few scriptures on tonight. Amen. Amen. We'll try to be through no later than 8 o'clock. And don't want to worry your patience. But I trust that you're tuning in on Thursday nights because you believe that you are being fed, that you are being spiritually fed, that you're being spiritually challenged, amen, through the word. And so we just thank you and we appreciate you. We here in Gwinnett County, we just got out of school. Amen. On yesterday was our last day of school, so we're going to be looking to, amen, putting in some extra services during the summer. So I want y'all to be in prayer. We're looking at maybe a Wednesday noon Bible study, different things like that. That now that we have a little more time available for the next 2 months or so, amen, we just want to be before you a little bit more as the Lord leads, as the Lord give us what to say. Amen. Maybe a midweek Bible study around 12 noon. Amen. So just be listening out for that. All right, Matthew, the 5th chapter. Amen. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse number 16. This is a very familiar passage of Scripture. Amen. But we want to kind of highlight it. It's just about four scriptures on tonight. Amen. Four scriptures we want to dive into. Amen. And then we will be through. Amen. Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 16. Says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. Amen. Let's read that one more time. Matthew 5 and 16. Amen. Read it with me if you can. Read. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Amen. We're going to take our subject, amen, from that A clause. Let your light so shine before men. Amen. That's what we want to take our subject from on tonight. God bless you, Deacon Berger. I see you. Amen. Sister Tate, I see you. Amen. My baby sister, God bless you. Amen. Let your light so shine before men. Tonight, we want to talk for a few moments, amen, from the subject, stay lit. Amen. Stay lit. That's one of the, that lit word is one of the new vernaculars, the new slang for young folks today. They say that thing lit or whatever, meaning it's popping, it's, you know, it's on fire, that thing is hot. Amen. In other words, it's for us older folks, it's popular, you know, it's something good going on. Amen. Thank you. God bless you, Evangelist Stanton. I see you on tonight. Stay lit. Look at the neighbor and say, neighbor, stay lit. Father, in Jesus' name, as we come now to preach and teach your word, we ask that you send your anointing that makes preaching and teaching easy. Let the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Let no flesh get any glory in this service, but all glory and honor goes to you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we say amen. Amen. Stay lit. Amen. If you got a neighbor, I dare you to just push him a little bit or point at him or... Amen. I don't know how many of y'all that got vaccinated or whatever the case may be, but if you got somebody, just let's say, hey, I need you to stay lit. Amen. I need you to stay lit. Amen. Truth is, we are living in a dark and cruel world. That's just the truth, man. I know we, We saying, you know, folks saying it's going to get better. Amen. This don't happen. That don't. It's going to get. No, I came to tell you. Amen. It's probably not going to get better. Amen. Iniquity shall abound, said the Lord, that the love of many shall wax cold. People don't love the way they used to. God bless you, Sister Belcher. I see you on tonight. Amen. Things are not going to get better. Amen. The only hope we have is in Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. The only hope we have is in Christ. I was born and raised, amen, in Atlanta, a community called Linwood Park. It's a historical, amen, one of the oldest black communities in DeKalb County, amen. But in Atlanta, what's going on now, seems like every day that you turn on the news, every time you turn on the news, it seems like that's just more killing, there's more robbing, amen, there's more shooting. And the more they talk about gun laws, it seems like the more guns get put out. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. People getting hijacked. Amen. People getting raped, shot, killed, murdered. Amen. Things are happening. And not that they haven't been happening. It just seems like things are happening now faster. Lord, help me tonight. At a faster rate than ever before. That's just what it seemed like. And based on what they say, the statistics and what they put out, amen, murder and gun violence and things are happening now, amen, at a faster pace than they ever have been, amen. And the truth is the matter, if we ever needed the Lord before, we sure do need him now. This world is wicked. Amen. But for the saints of God, we understand that this world is not our home. We're just pilgrims. Amen. The old folks say we're just strangers passing through. But while we are here, amen, I said while we are here, we as believers in Christ, we got a job to do. And our main job to do right now is to stay lit. Amen. We got to stay on fire. Amen. We got to stay connected to Jesus. We got to stay, amen, on the battlefield. We got to let the world know that in the process of a dying world, there is a Savior. There is life in Jesus. Amen. God placed us here, and we're going to see in a moment. Amen. God placed us here, and we're still here preserving and keeping the world going. Amen. God wants more. Amen. God wants more from us. God requires more from us. There are people, amen, in your life that's waiting on you. There are people in your home, people in your community, people on your job, people on in your church that's waiting on you, that's counting on you to stay lit. There are people that's trusting that you're going to stay lit. Amen. That hopefully one day that fire, Lord help me tonight, that you have will rub off on someone else. Just look at the neighbor real quick and tell them, say, stay lit, stay lit, stay lit. Mankind as a whole has lost its love and care for one another. We don't care for each other the way that they used to. Amen. When I was growing up years ago, Lord help us on the night. Amen. You can eat, lay up time pretty much. You go to the neighbor's house, you can eat. Amen. You can borrow sugar. You can borrow ketchup. Lord help us tonight. Amen. You would go to your neighbor, they would eat, they would help watch your children and different things like that. But now you got to be careful when you go to your neighbor's house. Amen. Everybody's not State Farm like a good neighbor. State Farm is there. Lord, you got to watch your children as never before. You don't know who's out trying to, amen, pick up your kids. You don't know who's trying to. Lord, we got to teach our children about stranger danger. Lord, we got to teach them about there are certain places that nobody should touch. You ain't, y'all ain't saying nothing to me tonight. Amen. And that's been going on for a while. You go to folk house and, amen, I don't care if he's a deacon. I don't care if he's a preacher. I don't care if she, whatever they is. You better watch your children. Lord, help me tonight. Stop sending your children to everybody. Amen. I know it's been going on for years, but especially nowadays. Amen. You better be careful. Amen. You tell them I'm sending your children over to somebody's house for the weekend, and that's all they need is one week weekend, and that your child, amen, mentally, your child come back, amen, from a long weekend, acting strange, acting different, amen, possibly because something has happened to him, amen. Men shall be lovers of pleasure. Preach, boy, I thank God we're on tonight, more than lovers of God. You better be careful, amen, who you surround yourself with. Hey, y'all help me tonight. You better be careful who you talk to. Be careful who your communication is with. My God, be careful who you friend on Facebook. Lord, be careful who you friend on Instagram. That's why I don't have none of that stuff. Amen. I'm not saying you shouldn't have it, but all I'm saying is you be careful. Look at somebody and say, be careful, be careful. We are more concerned with our own pleasures than we are with pleasing God. Let me say that again. We are more concerned with our own pleasure than we are with pleasing God. Let me say it for a third time for those of you sitting in the balcony. We are more concerned about our own pleasures than we are with pleasing God. Amen. We spend more time searching for likes and views than we do searching the Word of God. Amen. Here's round two. We spend more time, amen, requesting and searching and, amen, inquiring about likes and views over a video you posted. Lord, help me. Over a TikTok. Lord, amen. And Lord, help us. Some of us put most stuff out on the Facebook. Some stuff should just be left between you, amen, and your spouse. Y'all ain't saying nothing about it. Amen. Everybody don't need to see everything. Lord, you taking shots and injections. Y'all ain't talking to me tonight. Amen. You taking off. With 1 week, we see you look one way. The next week, we see you. We know that there's no exercise. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. We doing all kind of stuff because we want to be pleasing ourselves. Amen. And I came to tell you, you better watch yourself, because you can get 1,000 likes, but you can get 1 dislike, and that dislike, you'll pay more attention to the dislike, to the 1 dislike, than you do to the 1,000 likes. We are searching after pleasure. We want, amen, we want everybody to like us. We want everybody to, amen, to speak well of us. But woe to the man whom all folks speak well of. Everybody shouldn't talk good about you. And it don't mean that they like, but it could be because you're doing the right thing. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. They didn't speak well about Jesus. We spend more time, let me get back here. We spend more time searching for likes and views than we do searching the Word of God. Amen. I would like to just challenge every believer on tonight to shine like never before. Maybe you have lost your glow. And if I'm talking to you tonight, that's still hope. Maybe you lost your glow. You lost your fervor. Amen. You lost, amen, your zeal for God. But now is the right time to get your fervor back. Now is the right time to get your glow back. Now is the right time to get your zeal back. Amen. Now is the time to reignite your spark. Amen. At this time, stay lit. Amen. This time when you get, amen, when you reignite your spark, amen, I just want to challenge you to stay lit. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Stay lit. A car has what they call spark plugs. Amen. And when one of those spark plugs, amen, depending on what kind of engine you got, when one goes bad, amen, even though you got several other spark plugs, if one, amen, is not firing off the right way, it causes the car to run, amen, a little rough. Yes, sir. It causes that car, amen, not to run in its best. There's things that take place because the whole, amen, automobile, the whole collection of it, they all work together. Amen. And if you got one spark plug that's not sparking, then what you got to do is find your best mechanic. Go to your mechanic and ask for a tune-up. Amen. And when they change the spark plugs, change the wires and things like that, then that car would be able to perform at its best. Oh, Lord, I'm just trying to tell there's a few believers out there, amen, that has lost your spark. Lord, help me tonight. There's a few preachers out there that has lost your spark. Yeah, there's some evangelists. There's some deacons out there. Maybe there's some ushers out there that has lost your spark. Amen. And now, there you go, Shad. I see you, Sister Kenya. I see you. Yeah, you get to sputtering. You can't go as fast as you used to. You begin to use more gas than what's needful. Amen. And you're not performing at your best because somewhere between then and now, you have been struggling. Somewhere between then and now, You forgot to get recharged. You forgot to get a boost. You forgot to get a tune-up. Amen. I know that the dollars came, but we couldn't, amen, come to church like we used to, but when you, if you stayed connected, amen, you didn't have to worry about losing a spark. Amen. How do you stay connected? You stay connected by reading the word of God. You stay connected by fasting and praying. You stay connected by having good fellowship, good conversations with other believers. Amen. I just want you to just look at a neighbor and say, I need you to stay lit. I need you. I'm counting on you to stay lit. Man, let's look at verse 13. I'm almost where I need to be. Amen. I'm almost where I need to be. Look at 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. Amen. This is not talking about the world. This is not talking about the unbelievers. This is talking about to you believers, those that believe in Jesus Christ, that have accepted him, amen, in a real way. The wise used to sing a song, and in that song it said, I've come to know him in a very real way. I just want to pause and ask that question tonight. I don't know how many of you are watching, amen. I don't know how many of you are listening, but is there anybody here that can say, Brother Omar, I stand with you. I've come to know him in a very real way. Old folks used to sing a song, say, real, real, Jesus is real to me. Amen, amen, he's real to me. Yes, sir, let's stay lit. Verse 13, ye are the salt of the earth, but the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? This is talking to the saints. Amen, this is talking to the real Christians. And that word Christian is very loosely now. Because we got Lottie, Donnie, and everybody claiming to be a Christian, and they live in all kind of ways. Amen. But the saints of God, the children of God, the sons of God, the daughters of God, this is who it's talking to. We, is saying, Jesus is saying, we are the salt of the earth. But the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? You're good for nothing if you don't have what God placed you here to have. Now, we got to understand what salt does. Salt adds flavor. Salt adds flavoring. What that means is when a believer steps in the room, it ought to change the atmosphere. Lord, let me hear. Amen. You walk in a place, amen, where they know you, they've been cussing and drinking and fighting. Amen. And here you are coming in, and you bring some calmness. Your flavor that you've been with the Lord, the flavor, amen, that you bring, your character, amen, the way you are, when you step into a place, it changes the atmosphere. Amen. The believers in God ought to be the flavor. We ought to bring flavor. Amen. You ever had a piece of meat, amen, that didn't have enough flavor, didn't have enough salt? Amen. Amen. You got to, amen, that thing that it tastes bland. Like you'll tell, you don't know what you were doing with this now. You don't know how to cook. Amen. There's no flavor to this. Amen. So the saints, the children of God, ought to bring flavor. Amen. Also, what salt does, salt acts as a preservative. It keeps, it holds, it maintains. It allows a thing or meat, let's put it that way, it allows meat, amen, to last longer than what it would without the salt. Amen. What are you saying, Brother Pastor? There are some folks that God has placed you around for you to maintain, for you to preserve. Lord, and when they get away from you, they're going to be in trouble. But while they're around you, God is keeping them, and he's keeping them, allowing you to minister and be that salt, amen, and infect them with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. So not only are we the flavor, but we are preservatives. What salt also does, we got three. We told you what, it's flavoring. We bring the flavor. It's a preservative. We sustain. We hold. We keep. We allow. Amen. Because we are praying for individuals. God will have a little more mercy on them. God will spare their life a little bit more because we're praying for them. So also melts coldness. You got folk that's just cold-hearted, but God will place you around them. They're just nasty. Amen. They're bitter, buried. They just, amen, downright dirty northies. But God will place you around them on your child. God will sit you next to them in the church. Amen. God will let you ride with them on the bus so that you can become that melting,
amen, cold, that coldness heart, that cold attitude that they have. But when they get around you, there's something about you that melts their coldness. Salt adds flavor. Salt is a preservative. Salt melts coldness. And look, the last, the fourth thing that salt does, salt heals wounds. Oh, help me tonight. Salt heals wounds. You got some folk out there that's just, amen, they've been done in a certain way, that they're hurt, they're crushed, amen. It didn't turn out the way they would. It didn't turn out, it didn't work out the way they thought it should. But here, God has placed you in their lives, amen, to be the salt, to be the one that heals the wounds. To let them know, yes, you've been wounded, but it's all right. God got something better for you. Your marriage didn't work out the way you planned, but hang on in there. Your children left you. Lord, help me tonight. You lost your career. Amen. They came at midnight and took your car. Amen. Things didn't work out the way you thought they should. Amen. But God sent me to tell you, he's going to heal your wounds. So the believers in God, we bring the flavor. I'm almost through here. Amen. Also, we preserve. Amen. We melt coldness, the cold hearts that folk have. Amen. And the salt. Amen. As the believer, it heals wounds. We got a lot of folks that's been brokenhearted. They're waiting on you. Amen. And the thing about this, amen, in a lot of cases, you ain't got to go find them. God will place you where they are. God will bring them to you. Yes, sir. In a lot of cases, God, Jesus didn't have to go to find the multitude. Amen. In a lot of cases, they followed him. They came to him. Ooh, I've got to get through here tonight. But ye are the salt in the earth, 13. But if the salt has lost its savor, what will shall it be salted? Why your family going crazy? Is it because you may have lost your savor? You're not praying like you used to. You're not reading like you used to. You're not fasting anymore. You're not sharing the gospel anymore. Why is that? Amen. Your job is going crazy. At one time, things were good. Amen. Because you was in right standing. You had a fervor. You had a zeal for God. You didn't mind sharing your testimony. You couldn't wait till lunch break or till you had a little 10-minute break, because you found somebody that wanted to share the gospel. You found somebody that wanted to read the word. Amen. You couldn't wait till lunchtime because you had an opportunity to have a Bible study. So if the salt loses its savor, what will it shall it be salted? It is thenceforth, amen, good for nothing. You're good for nothing. In other words, you're calling yourself a believer, but if you ain't doing what salt's supposed to do, then really you're not even a believer. You're good for nothing. It is thenceforth good for nothing. That's what the Bible says. But to be cast out and be trodden under foot of men, you're worthless. For you to call yourself a believer, but you lost your savor. You're not solving. You're not, amen, you're not keeping. You're not holding. Then verse 14, Jesus continues to write and tells to his disciples that ye are the light of the world. So now we went from salt, which keeps and holds. Now we're the light of the world. We shine. Light helps with directions. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. Where the salt is flavoring and preserves and melts coldness and heals, the light gives directions. Ooh, we're living in a dark world that needs directions. Lord, help me tonight. Amen. So Jesus said in verse 14, we're the light of the world. We are seated that is set on a hill. We can't be hid. Amen. When you're the light, you can't be trying to hide yourself. Come out of that corner. Can't hide. Amen. With the light, we give direction. Okay, if you want to keep something, amen, you still got to have direction. Okay, where are we going next? Lord, help me tonight. The light helps give direction. Amen. After you done preserved them and kept them and melted their cold heart, amen, after you done gave the flavor, what do we do next? We got to give direction. The light helps give direction. I don't care, amen, I don't care how much your GPS is doing and telling you, amen, if you got your phone on dark, if you can't see it, it doesn't benefit you as much. Some of us got GPS system that won't even tell us to turn until it's too late. Lord, you got to be able to have the light on the GPS so you can see above. If the light is on, amen, on your GPS, on your phone or whatever it is, you're able to know that you got a turn coming up. So what you're able to see, amen, through the light, praise the Lord, amen, then you're able to hear the voice. Okay, but you want to be able to see it, okay, I know I got a turn coming up, and then the voice just brings confirmation. Because if you don't turn when it says, then it'll tell you to reroute, amen. It may take you to do a U-turn, or it may let you know to go on down, and then we'll make a turn. The light brings direction. Light clarifies, amen. We're able to, and purifies, we're able to see clearly. Somebody said, I can see clearly now that the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. So that light and the salt works together. We should be both. We should have both the salt and the light. Ooh, ye are the light of the world. We're a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Stop trying to hide. Come out of there. Let the world know. Let your family know you've been born again. Okay? If we are the light, we are set on a hill. Cannot be hid. Amen. I don't care how much darkness is around. Lord, help me tonight. All you need is a little bit of light that'll tell you which way to go. You ever been traveling on a dark road? Amen. But you see a little light ahead that encourages you to keep going forward. Amen. You can be traveling. Amen. Much traveling me and my family do. We've been on some dark roads and looking for light. Thank God for the moon and the star. But we're looking for a light on earth. Amen. We be looking for a light that let us know, right, there's some type of living, there's something going on up ahead. How many folks do light firecrackers in the day? Light firecrackers in the day ain't really going to help nobody. Amen. They can't see all the beauty of the colors. So most firecrackers and light shows go on at night. Amen. You got to be around some dark folk in order for your light to really shine. See what, Lord, help me tonight. Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost, for giving me this. See what our problem is, we want to shine in places that's already lit. We want to shine among folk that's already got the light. Good light, got light. You know, we want to shine with folks that's already got the light. Amen. Folks that already got the light don't need your light. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I thank God for my garage front church on tonight. Folks that, amen, why am I trying to be the brightest light among all those that's lit? The folks that's in the dark is what me, Lord, me and my boys, me and Macho and Ice Pick, we went to the Gwinnett Stripers game right down the street. Amen. We went there about a week or two ago. Amen. And after the game, the Stripers had won. After the game, we saw them set some of, I didn't even know that they was doing, amen, fireworks. I didn't know they was doing it that night. Amen. We're going to be going back tomorrow. Amen. They got a fire. Excuse me, fireworks going on. But what they did was they turned off all the lights. Come on, evangelist, stand, play with me tonight. They turned on all the lights in the stadium. I didn't know what was going on. And I just, then once I figured what they were doing, I was like, well, I wonder if Ice Pick gonna get nervous. I wonder if Macho kind of understood. I was wondering if Ice Pick was gonna get nervous because of not only, watch this, not only was it gonna be bright lights, but it was gonna be a whole lot of noise. See, we got too many folks that claim to know Jesus that's quiet. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. You ought to make some noise. If you've been bought with the price, if you've been redeemed, amen, if you've been bought with the blood of the crucified one, you ought to make some noise. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Man, they cut off their lights at the Gwinnett Stripers game, amen, and the next thing you know, boom, 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 boom. Amen. Things were like was shining, was going up and popping. Boom, 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 big red, bright colors. And it was so bright, amen, even though they had cut off the stadium lights, the lights from the fireworks, amen, lit the whole stadium. Sometimes it was only one light that would bust and show forth, and that one light would shine in a place full of darkness. Ooh, the Lord, help me on tonight. Lord, I didn't even know this was going this way. Amen. Willing, are you willing to shine amidst darkness? It wouldn't have made sense for them to have a fireworks display at 12 noon. Woo! Lord, Holy Ghost is speaking on tonight. Lord, this ain't even in my notes, y'all. This part is free. You can't pay for this. This is free right here. Amen. It would have made them no sense. And if the world knows not to do fireworks at 12 noon, what about us? What about us that's supposed to be the light? We're supposed to be exploding. We're supposed to be exploding. Could you imagine the fireworks that didn't make noise? Yes, it would give good cover, but we expect noise to be heard. Amen. Or what you, amen. What if they said it was going to be fireworks and all you had was noise? They work both together. They work together. You need the lights and you need the noise. Amen. Those of us that are children of God, amen, we got to open up our mouth. Amen. Let your light shine. Amen. Let your, the way you live, let it shine. And then when the opportunity comes for you to open up your mouth, explode. Boom. Boom. Explode. Boom. Jesus is the Christ. Boom. He died for your sins and mine. Boom! He is the second Adam. Boom! When Adam fell, Jesus succeeded. Boom! He was born of a virgin. Boom! Wrapped in swaddling clothes. Boom! Lying in a manger. Boom! Amen. At the age of 12. Boom! He was left in town in Jerusalem. Boom! Speaking and teaching. Amen. To the doctors and the lawyers. Boom! At the age of 30, he started his earthly ministry. Boom! 33 and a half or so. Amen. It came to a conclusion. Amen. No, we got to explode. Every opportunity, your light shine. It got their attention. When you go to a firework, you don't have to worry about nobody looking down. They're going to look where the light is. People in darkness, really, they want to find the light. But it's our job to be that light. Let me close here. Let me close here. Y'all don't like my teaching on tonight. We're the light of the world, verse 14. We are a city. Each and every one of us are a city. We're set on a hill. We're a city that is set on a hill, cannot be hid. Let's read it that way. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. See, you're a city. You're set on a hill. Can't be hid. Even if you're trying to hide, you can't be hid. You ever had somebody, you weren't even, I mean, you didn't even carry your Bible every day, but then they came to you and said, hey, what, you know something about you? You just look like you, as, now this is what the world say, man, you just look like you go to church. You act like you go to church. That's your light. And after that, there's a time to say boom. Time for you to make noise. Open up your mouth and tell them about Jesus. Don't tell, listen, I ain't any concern about you telling them about your church and about your pastor. That should come later on. Tell them about Jesus. Because your pastor ain't going to be the one, and I'm a pastor myself, but I ain't going to be the one to get them in. We got to go through Jesus. Amen. And I'm guilty of this. I'm so quick. Amen. I can admit mine. I'm so quick to tell them about the church. And then later on, I mention Jesus. But, amen, after tonight, amen, I get to understanding now through this teaching, through the Lord speaking. Amen. No. Let your church and your pastor and what y'all do in the community, you know, let that be later on. If you get that attention, boom, open up about Christ. Or at least, let's put it this way. At least sometime between the explosion, amen, you mention Christ. Even if it's your church, what you use to get them, all of these are avenues that we use to get them to Christ. Okay? All right. Verse 15. I ain't got but two more verses. Neither do men light a candle. Or light a candle, yeah. Neither do men light a candle. Okay? And put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. Men don't like candles that put them under a bushel. This bushel, in other words, is a basket.
Okay? You know, I got a couple of lights on in here. Nobody's going to light a candle and put a basket over it. That don't make sense. The light is, that just don't make sense. If you put a basket over it, it defeats the purpose, in other words. So Jesus said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. Why? So that it can do what its purpose is. Okay? You want a candle? Amen. Some of y'all in here, y'all grew up in certain areas and you knew mama didn't have, mama, daddy, whoever, grandma didn't have the money and time. They cut them lights off. Amen. And you knew, you go light them candles. Come on here. Amen. You just needed the light. Sometimes the candle may not give as much light as the regular electricity, but it did the job. See, we too busy wanting to be the electric, you know, Georgia Power and all that. No, just be a candle. Just be a candle. Start with just being a candle, being a light. Being the light in your home. Okay? All right, so neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Okay? Let me just help us right there. Once again, this goes back to the house, goes back to the home. You be that light in your home. Yeah, I never saw this in the text till tonight. Be that light in your home. You know, we talk about this every Thursday. Be that light in your home first. Okay? Let your spouse see you shining and glorifying God. Let your children see you shining and glorifying God. Be that light at home. Because if you're that light at home, okay, if you're that light at home, it's going to rub off on your spouse. If that spouse don't already have a light, okay, it'll rub off on the children. Children will grow up seeing the light. And they'll want to portray and be like that light. And then that light will get in them. And then when your children go off to school and go to work and all this, that light produces. Lord, help me. That light, and then their children, then they get married. There's more light shining. They have children. Okay, what they got from the light at the house, from home, now they begin to share this light to their children. And it keeps going. It keeps spreading. Fire, amen, as long as it's got something to consume, it will keep spreading. That's what our light should do. We should keep spreading. We should be growing. We should be multiplying. Y'all know what they say about baby and kids. They don't die. They multiply. Okay, in the early church in the book of Acts, they had the fire. They had the light. They had the testimony. They exploded. Peter went from denying Christ, okay, to exploding and talking and confessing Christ. Okay? And there was thousands added to the church. Such as should be saved. Okay? So neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Start at home. Explode at home. Explode at home. Be that light for your children to see. Be that light for your spouse. And you get the house right, then you can worry about your neighbors. You get your neighbors right, then you can get your whole little duplex, your whole complex, your little community. You get that right, then you can work on your city. You get your city right, then we can work on your state. Hey, but a lot of us, we're trying to be great, as I told you in the beginning, as I tell you every Thursday, we're trying to let our light shine everywhere else, but what's needed most, that's in your home. All right, I'm through with that. Amen. Verse 16, Jesus says, so let your light so shine. Somebody shout, so. No. That's a tongue twister. So let your light so shine before who? Men, that's women, people, folks that in the world, the dark folk, folks that's in darkness, they need to see it, that they may see your good works, okay? Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works. Now, we don't do good works to be saved. Man, there are a lot of denominations that they go based on how much work, how many folks' house you knock on, how many doors you, and how much money you collect. That ain't your salvation. We're saved by grace through faith and not of works, lest that any man should boast. And we're not saved by works. We do good works because we are saved. Okay? We don't do good works to be saved. We do good works. Amen. Good moral character is not salvation. You got folk that are all kind of religions, atheists and all kind of stuff, amen, that believe in doing good things, that believe in doing good deeds. Okay? But Jesus said, let your light so shine before men. I'm through. I had a lot more, but I'm through. That they may see your good works, because you've got the light and you're shining. People can now see your good works. Okay? Because you are the light and you are shining. Now you've gotten their attention and people can see your good works now. They can't see your good works in darkness. They can't see it. You bootlegging and going to the hotel and getting motel looking for a hole that won't tell. And they can't see your good works. You smoke more crack and smoke more weed, amen. You got a weed farm in your backyard. They can't see your good works. They want to look in for their cataracts. Okay? They know you chasing, amen, chasing women and all kind of stuff. And then you want to preach. They can't see your good works. Your light can't shine like that. Okay, I'm through. Let your light so shine. Not just shine, but so shine before men, on your job, in your house, in your community. I told y'all last week about the experience I had at the Board of Education. And at the last minute, they tried to challenge me and tell me, well, we need an inclusive prayer. And I said, well, the only way I know how to pray is to include Jesus. If I can't include him, I can't pray. Now, some of you, okay, yeah, well, no, not me. If you don't want me to seal it in Jesus' name or whatever I ask in his name, that's in the Son's name, it shall be given. Okay? There's no other name given by which. So if you don't want me to seal it and pray it in Jesus' name, then you don't want me to pray. So in case I don't ever get invited to come back and pray again, I let it be known by one opportunity. It's got to be inclusive. It always is inclusive is if you include Jesus. I ain't looking to be on top of nobody's board. I ain't looking. No, I'm looking to hear him say, well done. If I don't ever get to pack a church out, if I don't, listen, praise tabernacle, I'm glad you all, if we don't ever get our own building, I ain't concerned about that. I want to hear the Lord say, well done. You can do whatever you feel God is telling you. I'm trying to let my light shine. Okay? So shine. Thank you, Son. Okay? That's why I want to challenge you. If we don't ever get back to having church as much as we were, you should be having church in your home, having church with your children. A lot of times we got caught up in the building and being on time and in time and staying overtime. Amen. And we weren't spending enough time at home. All right. Let your light so shine before men. Thank you all so much for tuning in that they may see your good works and glorify your Father, which is in heaven. That they may see. I ain't doing this for y'all. Yes, you is. Yes, you is. People need to see it. I'm through. The book is closed. I'm through. I ain't doing this for nobody. Yes, you are. I ain't preaching for nobody. Yes, I am. I ain't doing this for nobody. Well, you may not be doing it to get credit from nobody. But as a reason, you're doing it for people. You're doing it to win souls. He that winneth souls is wise. Okay, so I'm going to challenge you on tonight. I'm through. I have a little bit more. I was going to travel to E-flat, but we'll travel there maybe Sunday morning. The Lord delay is coming. Amen. Sunday, meet us Sunday. We're going to be preaching from the subject. Oops, I did it again. Amen. Sunday morning at Praise Tabernacle at 9 o'clock. Sunday morning, we're going to be preaching from the subject. Oops, I did it again. You don't want to miss that. You don't want to miss that. Amen. I want to challenge you to come on out, those that are close by, whether you're quarantined or whatever it is, you can come on in. Amen. We're trying to get in there by 9 o'clock. Doors open up around 8:30. Come join us, won't you? I don't see why, don't you? Amen. Listen, stay lit. If you're not lit, get lit. Amen. Once you get lit, stay lit. The Lord is counting on you. If he's going to do anything in the world, he wants to do it through you. He wants to use your hands. He wants to use your voice. He wants to use your eyes. He wants to use your feet to give him glory. Okay?
So let your light so shine upon men that they may see your good works and not glorify you, but glorify your Father. Bishop, you showed them preach, to God be the glory. Pastor, you showed them walk through that, to God be the glory. We want God to be glorified because we don't want to get lifted up in pride. Father, we thank you on tonight. Thank you for this opportunity to preach and teach your word. We already know that someone's life was touched, healed, and challenged to stay lit and to even get lit. We appreciate you on tonight because it's in you that we live, move, and have our being. The truth of the matter is without you, we can do nothing. But with you, we can do all things through you because you're the one that strengthens us. We glorify your name. We pray that your children will take hold onto the message on tonight, that they will receive the challenge of staying lit, that the world, those that are in darkness, may see our light and be challenged to get lit. There may be one on tonight that you want to give. Amen. You want to give. There's no certain amount. We just say whatever the Lord has laid on your heart. You felt challenged on tonight. And the Lord may have been pressed on your heart to sow to give a love offering on tonight. You can do so. We have two ways in which you can give on tonight. The first one is Cash App. Those that would like to give by Cash App, you can do so at $OZ264. That's once again, that's $OZ. Omar Zachary, and the numbers 264. Or you can call our financial offices right now at 678-760-6056. Amen. For those that would like to use debit or credit card or PayPal or get the mailing address, call our financial offices now at 678-760-6056. Amen. One more time, Cash App. Amen. If the Lord has laid it on your heart, it's $OZ264. God bless you on tonight. Thank you for Facebook. I don't know if Sister Kathy got on tonight. Amen. One of our sisters in Texas that was just reached out to me a few days ago. Amen. We pray that she was able. I didn't see any comments from her tonight, but if not, that's fine. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Remember, Sunday morning, meet us at 9 o'clock. Amen. Those that are going to be coming, if you want to visit us, come on and visit us. 199 East Krogan Street, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. Amen. The building that we're currently using is Rock of Faith Church. Amen. Praise Tabernacle. Amen. Is using the sanctuary of Rock of Faith Church. Amen. I'd like to shout out my friend, Pastor Sam. Thank you so much. Amen. Sunday morning, doors open up at 8:30. So we start promptly at 9. Amen. We're going to be preaching from the subject. Oops, I did it again. God bless you all tonight. Father, we thank you. We appreciate you. We pray that someone's mind, heart, soul, spirit was touched, strengthened. Someone don't know you all tonight. We pray, God, that you would touch their bodies, that they would confess with their mouth and believe in their heart that God raised, that they confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their heart that God raised them from raised him from the dead, they shall be saved. And then after they confess and believe in their heart, they bring forth works that's showing fruit that's worthy of repentance, meaning now that they have confessed and believe in their heart, now their actions, they are lit. Their actions will show that they have been committed to you because now their action, now their light is shining. We thank you. And as we leave this place in your presence, Matthew 28:19-20, says us to go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. God bless you and good night.
What'd you say, Pamela?
I said 4%.
4%.